UFOs allegedly disabled 20 U.S. nuclear missiles at Marms from Air Force Base. Former U.S. Air Force missile launch officer Robert Salas recounts an incident in 1967 when unidentified flying objects allegedly disabled 20 Minuteman I intercontinental ballistic missiles at Montana's Marms from Air Force Base. The events occurred on the 16th of March and the 24th of March, when security guards reported seeing fast-moving, silent lights in the sky that could hover, make sharp turns, and emit a pulsating red glow. Moments after the sightings, the control systems of 10 missiles at a time went offline, switching from launch ready to inoperative. Salas, stationed in an underground launch capsule at the time, says the guards were convinced the craft were not Soviet aircraft. He received multiple urgent calls as the UFOs hovered above the base's front gate and over missile silos. Shortly after, alarms sounded in the control room, and all 10 missiles under his watch became non-functional. Security also reported that intrusion alarms triggered, indicating something had entered the fence missile areas. Boeing engineers investigated and determined that an external electromagnetic signal had affected the missile's logic couplers, disabling their guidance and launch systems. Yet the missile silos were triple shielded against interference, and no known device could have simultaneously impacted all silos. Salas and his commander were ordered to sign non-disclosure agreements under threat of prison, but he went public decades later after learning of similar cases. Salas believes the UFOs represented an intelligent non-human civilization, concerned about the risk of nuclear war. Officially, the Pentagon has maintained there is no proof of extraterrestrial visitation, though recent directives have called for releasing government files on unidentified craft for public review.